Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Up and away, all the way up and in was the miss.
It's ball into left field. Altuve on the run, and he will make a running catch right up against the fence on the warning track. Altuve had to go a long way for that catch. It is a sack fly for the Nationals in a 2-1 game, but Jose.
I mean, he did make a nice play in left field, but Jose Altuve had a disastrously ugly error trying to field a pop-up with a runner on third base. Ball bounced off his glove. I think he was trying to move the ball from his glove to his throwing hand. It ends up going into foul territory, and it has me very, very concerned that the Astros are seriously thinking about Altuve as their primary left fielder, especially when you consider there's only 8 days left until opening day. I mean, how much better can he get? What kind of montage can we play to make things better? Do we need to do Joe Esposito's, "You're the best around, nothing's ever gonna keep you down"? Normally I could sing a little bit better, but as you can tell, my voice has just been absolutely destroyed by allergies, for which I had to get an injection and several drugs the last couple of days. I'm putting in a Ricola into my mouth right now, and I'm hoping that the snot in my system is not going to be coming out my nose by the end of it. So that's Altuve in left field. I am underwhelmed at best. I am very concerned at worst. Really, all you could say is, well, hope it works out. And if it doesn't work out, hope they pull the plug quickly. Also, yesterday, before we get to that, couple of comments, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. A texter said, when Jose keeps leading off with homers on the first pitch of the game, we won't even care. But what happens in the games where he doesn't do that and he has an error like this? Which will happen. Come on. If we're seeing this now, why won't we see it in the regular season? Let's be honest. It's going to be very difficult for him to make that transition. And it's a transition they're making because their outfield is just very, very lacking when it comes to pop. Jazz McCormick coming off a down year. Jake Myers, more of a fielder, rather inconsistent. Mauricio Dubon has his moments at the plate, but you probably want to play him at second base because I guess he's a better fielder than Jose Altuve at second. And I guess that's what it all goes back to. The Astros want to be better defensively, and they didn't feel like Altuve gives them a great chance to win playing at second. Whether that's right or wrong, that's what they're telling us by trying out Altuve in left field. Lance McCullers also pitched last night for the first time in 868 days. The last time he had pitched was in 2022 World Series game number 3. And last night, 13 pitches, 3 outs, 1 hit batter, 0 runs allowed. He hit 93 on the gun. He got a standing ovation from his teammates as he went back to the clubhouse. And he also got congratulatory texts. Get this. From Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa, Dallas Keuchel, and Martin Maldonado. Hey, no Brian McCann? Hey, what about Brian McCann? What about Gerrit Cole? What about some of the other ex-Astros?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Evan Gattis loses his number?
Yeah. What the heck? I mean, Evan Gattis, usually the only time we talk about Evan Gattis is because he's had a few and he got on X.
You know what? If he just doesn't spend a lot of time on his phone, that might actually be for the better.
Yeah.
Just for everyone involved.
If anyone's needed to step away from their phone to have it taken away from them, like by Rory McIlroy, it's Evan Gattis. For sure.
He should go. I mean, Rory McIlroy is going to be playing golf in Houston when the it's not the Shell Houston, the Houston Open.
Houston Open, right, yeah. Can't wait. It's a couple of weeks away. Comments in response to talking about Lance McCullers, who I think we should all be happy for. Stop being dicks to the guy. I mean, I feel like a lot of Astros fans weirdly are mean to him online. And, you know, one of my favorites on X, Stros fan I know, said like, hey, well, it's not like I'm doing it in person. I'm doing it on the internet. Don't do it on the internet. I mean, he was integral part of the 2017 ALCS championship with his performance in relief in Game 7 against the Yankees. The 22 straight curveballs, all that stuff. And, I mean, he was on the hill in Game 7 against the Dodgers, too. So, that game was messy. He wasn't his best game. He was a little bit wild in that one. I know everyone thinks that there was just a ton of paranoia about sign stealing from both teams, and that's why there were so many wild pitches in that game. I know Lance has actually even told me that, and that was before the sign stealing scandal even broke up. Yeah. I remember having a conversation with him back at the Texans flagship in 2018, and he was like, yeah, it was a weird game. It was a very weird game.
Yeah, that was the thing, because that would pop up every couple series. There's a Rays series, I want to say in 2019, too, where there is like A.J. Hinch like vehemently was like, hey, if they're tipping pitches, like what are we supposed to do?
Right, exactly. So Lance McCullers' comments here from, I think this is from the text line. Lance McCullers is a figment of your imagination. No, we saw him last night. Eric the Driver said, I've seen Garth Brooks, Russell Wilson, and Will Ferrell all play in spring training games. I'll believe the barista's return. Damn, man. When I see him pitch back-to-back starts. Eric the Driver. He did only pitch one inning, so that might be a way away.
Yeah, I mean, 13. I think I saw Chandler Rome tweet that he's going to try to play one more spring training game, I think on Sunday, and then he'll start a rehab assignment in Triple or Double A.
Okay.
Where he'll,
yeah, I think you're right.
Where he'll, you know, basically be a month out from returning once the season starts.
Yeah. Now, I wonder what role they'll use him in. It seems like he wants to stay a starter, but he's actually open to the possibility of moving into a different role. I do wonder, just with the wear and tear that curveball he throws creates, if he can be a reliever and pitching out of a schedule. But,
yeah, pitching two out of every 3 days or something like that. That would be tough. Or what if he's just like a not like long reliever in the sense of he only comes in when the starter gets hurt or shelled in the third inning, but he's more of a like two-inning guy or two- or three-inning guy every three games or something.
That as would opposed make sense.
I don't think he's really talked much about wanting to do that or being like open to do that. I think most likely he'll just come back as a starter.
Yeah. He said the transition to being a starter would be difficult.
He did kind of poo-poo it a little bit.
Right. But he wasn't like Rafael Devers. He was like, yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's not as easy as people are making it out to be.
Yeah.
More comments on Lance McCullers. This is from Shetty on YouTube at ESPN Houston. Lance McCullers, LOL. Did Texas EQ search finally find that man? Is that how you pronounce that? I had to look that up. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides search and recovery services to families of missing persons and law enforcement in Texas. Again, he was out there last night. So it's not because he's missing. The guy's been trying to get back out there. He's been in the clubhouse. He's just been hurt dealing with an injury that's really tough to come back from, especially with the way that he throws.
Know what we need? Or actually, we don't need. But what I would just think is funny is a Lance McCullers body double conspiracy theory. That this isn't the real.
Yeah,
Lance, this is a clone.
This is a clone.
DeMar Hamlin style clone.
That'd be funny. It's tough to replicate that hair.
Yeah.
Shetty says he will be out by June 10th. Where can I bet on his injury? Damn, dog. Like, you guys are so mean to him. But ultimately, that's what it's all about for me. I understand some of the frustration with him not getting back out there, but it's not his fault. It's not Lance's fault. The Astros gave him that contract. It's a terrible contract. Lance can't control whether or not his elbow just spontaneously combusts. And yeah, there have been some weird injuries. Did one of those injuries come on a high five? I don't know. Someone joked about that. Are we talking about Lance, the $35 million a year high fiver? I mean, goodness gracious.
Hey, it's like 18 or something.
Yeah, it's only so $17 million a year. But okay, you want to call him a high fiver, but he did get injured on the champagne bottle or whatever. What? Listen, he's trying to get back out there. If he wasn't trying at all, if he was turning into Carlos Lee, you know, just ballooning.
Yeah.
If he clearly didn't give a crap.
Rendon from the Angels.
Yeah, Anthony Rendon.
Dude, like, imagine if Rendon played for the Astros. Ooh. People would, I mean, he actually would like not be allowed to live in Houston.
No, I don't think so. They'd be all
or people past. Would just be mean on the internet.
But not in person?
Yeah.
Like Stros fan, I know. Maybe. Maybe. Anyway, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call. The text on YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. You want to weigh in on Lance McCullers? You can. You want to weigh in on Altuve's struggles in left field? You also can. Up next on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, something could be coming to Texas that'll change everything in sports. And I don't know how the hell it's about to happen. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. The most interactive sports talk show in Houston continues now.
What's happening, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
Most interactive show, and really enjoy that aspect of it. Y'all keep it up.
Get involved in the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776. Here's Paul Gallant.
Or at least some version of Paul Gallant. Emphysemic hacks in the midst of every single commercial break. Every single pause you might hear on the radio, that could be me collecting my thoughts. It also could be me turning off the microphone to cough in a very painful way that at the very least is making my abs look pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. You're telling me that in one of the breaks that your core is sore.
It's very sore.
Because of how often it's having to flex as you cough. And then like this past break, the last words you say before the microphones turn on is, ugh, kill me.
Yeah, that's true.
And then welcome in. Welcome,
welcome
back.
Welcome in. I'm alive. Barely. 713-780-3776 to call or text in the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Some comments on Lance McCullers that we will get back into. But I did want to bring up this story because I have no idea how the hell it's happening. You know the Dallas Mavericks owners, who are more infamous for trading Luka Doncic than they are for anything else right now. But yesterday, in Irving, Texas, at a city council meeting at 2:30 a.m., my God, city council meetings go forever. Have you ever seen how long some of these things go?
They
go
no, luckily,
deep I'm into never. The night. They go deep into the morning. Imagine voting on something at 2:30 in the morning. And there's like arguments being heard, and you're probably tired, and you want to get out of here.
It's like when a jury deliberates for too long, and it's just like you can just tell, or you assume that it just means one guy's like, you know what, whatever, I change my vote.
Yeah,
just so I can leave,
just to get out. So I'm wondering if that happened. There's 9 people on this council, and at 2:30 they voted 5-4 on 2 proposals in Irving, Texas. One includes changing a 1,001-acre development area around a couple of state highways. And that zoning change would allow the Dallas Mavericks to build a casino resort and arena near the former Texas Stadium site. The second proposal would switch 2 specific tracks within that development from transit-oriented mixed-use community to high-intensity mixed-use. So, this would allow the people who own the Mavericks, the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, to build a resort and casino on the property. Obviously, gambling is still illegal in Texas, but I would imagine that if a bunch of billionaires are buying this much, just changing the zoning in some real estate and probably are in the process of purchasing said real estate, they're just going to build something. And now it's a matter of how deep are these guys' pockets and can they pay the right people? Can they wet the right beaks? Because let's be honest, I know we like to act as if Americans are above bribery and other countries, it's culturally not an issue at all the way that it is here to be bribed. But people get bribed. People get bribed here. And I'm wondering if the people that have consistently stood in the way of legalized gambling in Texas will be enlightened, he said in quotation marks.
Have their views change a little bit
just
on the subject?
Just a little bit. We don't know why. We don't know how. No.
Just you know what? New information came across my desk, and they won't elaborate what that information is, but it's a giant stack of money, actually. It's millions of dollars. Actually.
Millions and millions of dollars. Now, I'm not a huge gambler, though mybookie.ag, promo code bet975 if you ever go. But I am intrigued by this, and I want this to happen because it's obviously awesome for our bottom dollar. And with all transparency here, it pisses me off that Mattress Mack and others stand in the way of gambling in Texas as if it's something that we can't handle while this guy's going to Vegas with wheelbarrows of money after the Astros win the World Series. You talk about irresponsible gambling. I mean, I get it. Mattress Mack is always offsetting his losses in some way, shape, or form, whether it's the free furniture or it's the actual bet on the World Series, you know? Like, the guy's a crafty businessman. He has been for a while. But it's still BS. And I tell this to his face, that we continuously are told that, yeah, but we can't have it here. It's so transparent. Like, we get it. Like, there are things in Louisiana that perhaps are also enlightening you a little bit further. But I'd rather it be in Texas. I don't really want to drive 2 hours. I don't want to drive 2 hours to gamble. Will yeah. I? Yeah, Lake Charles is great. There's some great places there. It's 2 hours away.
But if there's an option that's 20 minutes away.
Exactly.
You're going to take that one.
So I do not know how this speeds up the process of Texas being legalized of gambling being legalized in Texas, but it's going to happen. Something like this happens, it's only a matter of time. I guess the real question is how long will it take?
Yeah, if you're making this kind of carve out or like exception or whatever you want to call this, for the owners of the Mavericks, which does this end this is the plot to Major League, and they're going to move to Las Vegas?
Yeah,
and
I think so.
Which was always like, wait, so Dallas is just going to get an expansion team? Like,
right.
Why would they not just have waited until Las Vegas gets a team? Like, it was always a very convoluted thing. It's like, actually, it actually makes more sense that they're just going to legalize Texas, gambling in Texas.
Way more.
At least for them, which this is what it seems, that it's just going to be legal for the Sands people to have a casino.
And now that they have a bad team, they can always just bet against the Mavericks.
Exactly.
Every single night.
That's how I win.
Reap in the profits. You know,
yeah, just the uncut gems.
Just
yeah.
Constantly have a terrible team and just bet against them every single night.
It's like, hey, Max Christie, how about you miss a couple jumps?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Hey, Anthony Davis, take your time coming back from the latest
yeah.
injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyrie Irving, yeah, you don't have to come back. You're fine.
No.
But
you wouldn't give that ACL extra time to recover.
All the time. Give it a couple of years. Maybe a decade. Come back when you're 40. Be Uncle Drew. It's one of those things where it's going to happen sooner rather than later. They would not be changing the zoning of this land if they did not think that there was a way to do it. Someone texted in, just for the sake of not getting myself in trouble because I don't know off the top of my head, but this person points out that a former Texas politician had big backers with the Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Louisiana gambling commissions. Yeah, that sounds right. Like you are on the border of multiple states that have legalized gambling.
Yeah.
Why not here?
Maybe they donate some, donate some money to your reelection campaign. And actually, I'm against legalizing right. gambling in Texas. That's how this works.
Mega says, gambling isn't good for any community. Everywhere there's casinos, the city stinks. No thanks. True, but I mean, listen, guys, You know, I've been walking around. Not walking around, but have you seen some of the stories in Montrose recently?
No.
So I went to...
Is that where the mortuary was from yesterday's show?
Actually, good question. I don't know. No, I think that was a memorial, but I went to the Pit Room on Sunday. Great place. Had some mud bugs with a couple of radio friends. Saw Jake Asman, Mike Meltzer, Landry Locker. And as I'm driving around down there, I saw like three or four homeless people just walking in the middle of the street with just no regard for human life. One guy was pushing a shopping cart the wrong way in the middle of the right lane. I was just stunned because I always thought Montrose was a little she, you know, a little bougie. Clearly not based off of this like one stretch that I drove on. And this is something else I learned. Apparently there's been coyote sightings all over Montrose. Like Montrose has a coyote problem. And they're attacking pets. And they're snarling at pets. I mean, didn't see that coming. Coyotes in Montrose?
There's coyotes by my house when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, in the Heights.
Wow, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know Houston had a coyote problem.
I wouldn't say it was a problem. It was just a couple coyotes.
Yeah.
But it was definitely weird the first time you see one. But yeah, and all the dogs like freak out when they see one, of course.
Yeah.
But
it's basically a dog, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Wouldn't be the first time that, that they built something that worsens the product of the city.
Yeah.
But I would also like, what cities are killing it right now?
Not many. They're all doing pretty rough.
Yeah. Like,
you know? So, I mean, you bring a casino in, okay, maybe bring some seedy characters in, and the area around it gets a little bit worse. But selfishly, I just want to be able to sell, like, advertising, you know? Because it's crazy that I'm in a state where you can't sell advertising for it, and this is my job. So, selfishly, that's why I want it. How much will I actually gamble? Like, probably not that much. Because I'm pretty frugal, if you will. Cheap. The Scottish people are very cheap. Mostly Irish, little French-Canadian. I think 50-something, 57% Irish. We did the math on Monday. 25% French-Canadian. And a variety of other crimes.
100% reason to remember the name.
Yeah. Thanks, Fort Minor. Thank you so much. Anyway, guys. Paul Galancho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Jose Altuve struggling in left field if you want to weigh in on that. Lance McCullers is back if you want to chime in on that. Up next, the 10-minute drill. The Houston Texans signed a guy, but they didn't sign the right guy, in my opinion. Who was the right guy? Stick around and find out. Stay put.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store.
We're ready for some football, baby. Yeah!
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time. The Texans added another guy, but not at the position they need to add a guy in. They signed cornerback Ronald Darby, who has been here before. What's Ronald Darby? Your third, fourth corner or something like that? Maybe. He brought in Jeffrey Okuda last year as a project. Okuda signed elsewhere yesterday. I think he signed, was it the Vikings? I think
Minnesota.
Right. There's a former Viking that I think, Sean, the Texans should have signed. They could have signed former Viking center Garrett Bradbury, who signed with the New England Patriots 2 years in a deal with $3.8 million guaranteed. Very affordable. I'm not going to act like I know whether or not Garrett Bradbury was good last year, but the Vikings offense was pretty good for much of last year. Maybe they struggled a lot down the stretch, and Sam Darnold was getting absolutely pulverized in that playoff game, which led to them making some changes. Because, I mean, what did he get sacked in that Rams game? Like 9 times, 8 times?
Yeah, it was 8 or 9.
It was brutal. Poor guy. Like, he's not good, but that wasn't entirely his fault in that game. He had no chance in that game. Was holding on to it a little bit too long from time to time, too. But they could have signed this guy who the Vikings replaced. And maybe, listen, I'm not going to act like I'm an offensive lineman evaluator. I'm just going to see names. And if these names played for teams that are good, and if these guys are getting signed for cheap deals, I'm going to keep on looking at the Texans offensive line and wondering what the hell the plan is.
Yeah, and just the idea that you trade, I mean, you didn't trade much. You traded 6th or 7th round pick for Ed Ingram. But the guy who stood one spot over from him, you're not willing to pay $2 million. 2 years, $3.5 million guaranteed for him. Like, I would just like to know why you're not going after this guy as well. Even or why this guy over the guy you traded for. Like, Ed Ingram, by everything I've seen, was one of the worst starting offensive linemen last year.
Very similar to Kenyon Green. And, I mean, Ingram in Minnesota did eventually get benched. You have Ingram, you have Bradbury, you got teammates.
Or you could just have Bradbury, not Ingram.
Right.
Who I didn't see a lot of. Garrett Bradbury was the worst pass blocking center in the league. Like, I don't know, take a shot on him. Whatever they do, you're going to have to just kind of hope and pray that they're going to be better than they were last year, which isn't a high bar. But
no, not at all.
I'm not exactly enthused by what I've seen so far.
By the way, Laken Tomlinson, too, same thing. Talking with Jake, Jets fan extraordinaire on Sunday, Jake was basically like, yeah, that guy stinks, too. Great. So can you get someone who's good?
Yeah.
Get someone who at least has a chance or who has been good? Like, even David Andrews, who might be on the verge of retiring, Patriots released him. Nick Caserio's got some familiarity with him. They did restructure Titus Howard's contract today. They decreased his cap hit to $11.58 million from $23.05 million. I don't know if he's taking a pay cut or if this is just one of those restructures where the money gets moved around. I want Titus Howard to take a pay cut. Sorry.
Tell Titus Howard we want our money back. You're hitting him with the Kelvin Cato line?
Yes, 100%, Sean. I would like my money back. Even though it's not my money, I want him to give some of the money back. Because last year was brutal, and he and Laremy Tunsil often seemed confused by criticism of their play. Titus Howard, remember, stripped C.J. Stroud of the football on Sunday Night Football.
With America watching.
All of America saw that, and then he was nowhere to be found after the game to talk about that. Continuing to go around the National Football League, here's the latest on Aaron Rodgers. I know. This is going to be a long offseason of Aaron Rodgers watch. The Vikings are not pursuing Aaron Rodgers and have rejected multiple trade requests for J.J. McCarthy, their rookie who missed all of last year due to injury, played at Michigan before that. They say they're moving forward with him as their starting quarterback. For what it's worth, of all the options available right now, it seems like the teams that were sniffing around the most were the Steelers, Giants, and Vikings. Rodgers wanted to play for Minnesota more than anyone else. The Vikings, I guess, are still going to monitor Rodgers as an option, but they're not going to commit. They want to see how J.J. McCarthy looks during the offseason, and maybe they change their mind. That would be something else if Rodgers is joining the Vikings in, like, mid-August. Doubt that would go particularly well.
But I mean, at that point, he's just full-on Brett Favre.
For sure. Skipping the off-seasons. And I'm sure Rodgers wants to get away from actually doing off-season stuff. And he didn't really do much of it in New York, as it is. He is, per Adam Schefter, quote, in no rush at all, end quote, to sign with the team. So Steelers and Giants are going to have to wait. And that is a frustrating place to be in, especially considering the NFL draft is getting closer and closer and closer.
Yeah, I will say, like, there's not a ton of other options that they're missing out on. It's just Wilson and Winston, really, the only two quarterbacks that are free agents that I would say are starter caliber, where Agreed. You go into the season with these guys starting and you're not, like, already DOA, where it's like, okay, you can at least talk yourself into being okay with these guys.
Right.
I guess you throw in Rodgers in there, too. So, to me, it's like, yeah. I'm not stomping my feet being like, why won't Aaron Rodgers make a decision?
Nor am I. I'm intrigued to see who he signs with. Ultimately, is he going to decide what happens next year in the NFL? No. It wasn't going to happen with the Jets and their supposedly vaunted roster. It's not going to happen in any of these places.
Steelers,
either.
Giants, even I'll even throw in Vikings, who were good last year. But, like, this isn't affecting the larger landscape of what happens next year in the NFL. It might, you know, one of these teams maybe it's like playoff caliber,
right?
It's about where we're topping out at. Yeah, whatever. Exactly. I can't get too bent out of shape about this.
Continuing to go around the NFL 10-minute drill, Ja'Marr Chase, new paid Bengals wide receiver making $40 million a year, said he likes Cincinnati because there's no distractions. That is the most polite way to diss the city you live in.
That is, yes, the best backhanded compliment you could form.
Boring, and apparently that's good for him. So that's nice for him. He doesn't like the food. I mean, wow, get that contract. Now you feel like you can say whatever you want.
What are they going to do, trade me?
Yeah, at this point they can't. T. Higgins, meanwhile, he signed that extension. He doesn't want to be thought of as the highest paid number two wide receiver in the NFL. Well, buddy, you are. So
I saw that they had something where it's like, no, it's 1A, 1B. I'm like, congrats, you just made 1 and 2 different. Like,
exactly.
Like, if you're, okay, then T. Higgins is 1A, and everyone goes, oh, no, no, no. Well, okay, then he's number 2. Like, if you can't actually make the case that T. Higgins is better than Ja'Marr Chase, which you can't, Chase is 1. Higgins is 2.
Yep.
Sorry if that hurts anyone's feelings. You just both got over $100 million.
Yep.
Like, sorry. You're just going to have to deal with being the best number 2 receiver in the league, T. Higgins.
I know. What's wrong with being the best number 2
If you
two
wanted to be
receiver?
A number 1 receiver, you could have just been that.
Yep. Could have signed somewhere
Patriots
else.
Patriots would have loved to make you their number 1 receiver.
Oh, I know. They really would have. Also, Joe Burrow clearly had some input on these decisions. If you take a look, it seems like Burrow must have talked to them and said, hey, sign the receivers. But, I mean, the Bengals' defense blows, and a lot of people are wondering, like, what they're doing because, like, Trey Hendrickson, people are unsure about his future. They're flexing about the fact that they have their two wide receivers now. This is courtesy of Director of Bengals Player Personnel, Duke Tobin. Quote, we are known for our explosive, high-scoring offense. Ja'Marr and T are a big part of that identity. We have our receivers. The rest of the league can go find their own.
Congrats.
Congrats, but like you need running back, defensive lineman, defensive backs.
Offensive lineman.
Yeah, like you need a lot. You need a lot, guys.
Again, they're running back a 9-8 failure.
Yep.
like the Texans are at least trying to change their offensive line.
Yep.
And they won a playoff game last year. These guys got their backs padded for losing every, not every big game that they needed, but not winning enough of the big games to miss the playoffs. And it's like, gotta lock these guys up.
They had lots of great individual performances. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase had an insane year. Joe Burrow had an insane year. Trey Hendrickson had an insane year. But I mean, it's not
stats
about
are for losers.
Exactly, stats are for losers. Final scores for winners. And you got to fill out that roster. This is definitely an obstacle in your way.
We would be freaking out if the Texans did this. We'd be flipping out.
I think a lot of people, though, would have giant pants tents over it and totally forget that we got excited for a bunch of wide receivers being signed the offseason before. No, 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 Sean. A lot of people have short memories. Like, well, these guys are different.
No, but even then, like, they re-signed Nico Collins, which was immediately a good deal. And then they had 1 year of Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
That's a little different than $40 million for Chase and whatever. It's like close to 30 for T. Higgins after your quarterback just got demolished all year.
That's true. Cooper Kupp, a possible target of the Houston Texans, had an introductory press conference with the Seattle Seahawks. He signed a 3-year, $45 million deal there. He said the Rams didn't give him much clarity. That's on brand for Sean McVay, who's done that with Jared Goff and others before.
Yeah, I mean, the clarity would have been like, we don't want you.
Yeah. I mean, they said,
we'd rather have Davante Adams.
They said, hey, we're going to trade you. And, yeah. So, I mean, there's some clarity there, that's for sure. He says he's excited to be on a team that gets to play the Rams twice a year. He's from the Washington area. He played at Eastern Washington, so he's excited about that. And apparently the Cowboys were sniffing around at Cooper Kupp, but 3 years and $45 million was too much for them.
Selectively
aggressive is the, I guess, higher class version of this, because that's what they're actually doing. Like, well, yeah, we were in on that, but we're being selective.
I do think that if you're in on that until you find out how much it'll cost, you aren't really in on it. Like, this is a little different than the Yankees going after Juan Soto, where they're like actually making bids, competitive bids with the Mets and driving up the price. This is just like, hey, Cooper Kupp, you're a good player. You're a really good player 3 years ago, so you'd be a perfect Cowboy. And
got him.
Then they saw the price. They're like, actually, Never mind.
Nah. But yeah, it's going to be a fun year in Dallas with Brian Schottenheimer and maybe Dak Prescott and maybe Micah Parsons. We'll talk more about Micah Parsons probably on tomorrow's show. Sean Mapes behind the glass and Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Up next, we are 8 days away from the Astros opening up their season against the New York Mets. Let's keep that countdown going with something interesting going on at Daikin Park tonight and more. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You know how to get in. 713-780-3776 is how you call or text. You can join that way, the HRNP listener line. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN 975. And don't forget, ESPN Houston Bracket Madness is back. It's brought to you by Golden Nugget Lake Charles, East River 9, Two Creeks Crossing Resort. You want to compete against us? Go to ESPN975.com. Go to the promotions tab, sign up, fill out your bracket. You could get a perfect bracket, but you could also get great prizes from Two Creeks Crossing Resort, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Gooder Sunglasses, Nico Nico's, Trulux, and more. Again, ESPN975.com and the promotions tab.
I think this is the year for a perfect bracket. I think I got one.
You think you got one?
Yeah, I think I
got one. Who you got winning at all?
Duke.
Ew. Ew. Oh, they have Cooper Flag.
Oh, not for the, at least the first game. Or they said he might play, but he shouldn't. But yeah, got Duke.
On this program, Sean, that is sacrilegious. Because only one team made the NCAA tournament, and it's our beloved Cougs. They're the only team in the tournament.
They're the only team. Oh.
You might have thought 68 teams got selected to the NCAA tournament. And technically, it's 64, but you got the play-in games. But actually, there's only one team. It is our Houston Cougars.
Row, row, row.
No? C-O-U-G-A-R-S. It's the mother-loving Cougars. I would have sang it, but my voice is raggedy thanks to all this oak pollen in the air. I would kill every oak tree in the world right now. Give me an axe. I will George Washington those sons of bitches down. Just give me an axe. Chainsaw. I don't care. I want to take out all my frustration on these stupid effing oak trees. Kill yourselves, oak trees. Kill yourselves. Sean's laughing, and there might be some out there.
I'm just thinking of trees killing themselves.
Well, kill yourself.
Like an int.
Yeah. Just blow your brains out, oak trees. Just kill yourself. I hate all of you, and I hope you die a miserable, agonizing death. And if you ever hear like a story in the news, like, oh, crazy person, pasty man with huge eyebrows takes saw to an oak tree. It was me. I want the oak trees to know it was me.
I thought you were going to do the, I guess if you want them to know it's you, that's the way to do it. Or you could do the Harvey Updike and poison them. Just
yeah,
serial poisoner.
Yeah. Oh, I'll do that. I will poison your oak tree. You know, is there a service for that? I mean, I know we got a lot of, you know.
Landscape.
We got pest controls, yeah. You know. Like Scott McGrath and stuff.
Oh, Gallant McGrath team up.
Yeah, I'd love to team up. I want to execute oak trees. I want to kill all of them with fire. Don't care. Axe, saw. I want to murder every single oak tree there is. And a lot of people, you know, you might be an arborist or some sort of conservationist and something and think it's
yourself. Dan Bernstein doesn't like this.
Oh, he wouldn't like this. But you know what? Like you just don't see the forest for the trees, and
Ayo.
And I'm going to burn down both. I'm just going to kill all of them, and they're all going to be dead. True thought I had yesterday while driving home from work, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if there was a COVID-19 for oak trees? Like, can you guys create something else? Huh? That'd be nice. Just kill all the oak trees. I don't even care about the side effects. Of course, there would be some. Might result in the end of the world.
We'd have to replace those with something.
Yeah, it might turn into some sort of Last of Us thing.
But what if we just like, you know what, Amazon, you get a 6 month reprieve as we're from chopping down the Amazon because we're chopping down all the Houston area oak trees.
Yep, kill them, kill them all.
Okay, Anakin.
What?
What happened to
the I'd kill the youngling oak trees, too. The oaklings. I'd kill them. I'd cut them down.
The oaklings?
Yeah.
I like the oaklings.
Give me a bazooka. That would be fun. Like, just give me a bunch of different things to just to blow up trees with. And hopefully all this oak pollen would go away. Apparently it's like 18 times what it normally is, which has led to me coughing to the point of pain, my nose running. You know what? F the environment. It's all going to end anyway.
Yeah, when the environment is what's doing this to you.
Exactly. The environment is being mean, okay?
Thanks for hitting the cough on that. Paul is currently out of commission.
God, that was awful. Sorry for coughing on the air, everybody. Every now and then, it's getting me to the point of, like, it's just brutal.
That was the worst one so far.
All right. You know, it's not the worst. We're just 8 days away from Astros opening day. Give me that bone.
Another year, another inevitable AL West title.
For the fourth year in a row and the seventh consecutive full season, the Astros are the AL West champion.
We're counting you down to Astros opening day 2025 on March 27th.
There's a lot of people that count us out early. We don't quit. We got grit.
We are built for this.
Let's go!
The Astros are going to open up their team store inside Daikin Park, still weird to say, Union Station, tonight at midnight. It'll be open all day tomorrow so fans can purchase new City Connect gear, which was unveiled on Wednesday. So if you're going to come out and hang out with us watching the NCAA tournament, we're going to be in Edo. We're going to be at Tailgate Texas Sports Bar and Patio. I'm not sure how close that is off the top of my head, but I know it's in the Edo area. So, hey, you want to get yourself one of those Space City Connect jerseys and then come on down, hang out with us, watch some March Madness? You can. Would you buy one of these jerseys? I would think about it. If I were still in the paying full price for jerseys market, and if I thought a little bit more highly of the very poor quality that baseball jerseys now have, thanks to Fanatics takeover and Nike as well, I would think about it. I like these. I think they look really nice. I think they look like actual baseball uniforms as opposed to those weird blue jerseys. I hated the all blue with the stripes, the Space City Connect ones. I didn't like those. These are a lot better, in my opinion. It says Stros across the front with the 90s Astro star emblazoned with a little blue and a little orange.
Yeah. These, I mean, honestly, they could have been announced as, like, this is just their new home jerseys. And then they have a gray and blue counterpart. And that is just what the Astros look like. And that would have been completely fine by me. These look sharp. They are definitely better than last year's or the last set of alternates that they got. If you were to buy a jersey of anyone on the Houston Astros, who would you buy?
Jeremy Peña. Because now he's a leader on the Astros.
He is a leader.
Cam Smith would be a fun one to buy. From the 713, someone's not a fan of these jerseys. Astros City Connect jerseys suck. Trying too hard. I'll still buy the hat. I think the last ones were trying too hard.
Oh, we have the same exact colors as astronauts. Yeah, look at us.
Yeah. I do agree with them with the hat. The hat's good.
It's a good hat.
The last hat was good, too. It was basically the same one, just with little
circle around
it. Yeah, little like orbit-looking thing.
I didn't like the circle. That orbit. Yeah, I didn't like it. But I wasn't a fan of those uniforms, and I was in the minority on that. I really hated the gold uniforms that they steal money from people when the Astros win the World Series. Oh, there's gold in it. They're never going to wear those in a game. Why would you buy those?
Anyway. No, they wear them for the first the first series.
Yeah,
they wear, and it's awful because they do it in the dumbest way possible. Anyway,
Anyway,
show from 2023,
8 days away from opening day. Justin Verlander, former Astro, now San Francisco Giant, was on the Dan Patrick Show and was asked what hat he will wear in baseball's Hall of Fame. Here's what he had to say.
What hat will you wear when you go into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, gosh. I honestly do not know. I don't think I would tell you even if I did, but...
It's a good problem to have, Justin.
It is a good problem to have. You're right. You know, who could have known what would have happened in Houston when I got traded there in 17? You know, like how much success I was able to have. I couldn't have forecasted that. You know, nobody really could have. I just have this mentality that head down, I'm working hard, and however far this career takes me and where it takes me, you know, when the dust settles, when I sit back and I look back, that's when I'll ask those questions. But yeah, I mean, I get asked a fair amount, and quite frankly, I just haven't even tried to make that decision yet. It's obviously been thought of, but I'm trying not to make the decision.
I mean, why won't he go in as a Met? It was a fun half season.
Yeah, or Giants. Let's see how he plays on the Giants.
That's a good point. So, I think if you start your career and you're with a team for 12 years and you took that team to the World Series, as much as I'd love to see, because the Tigers made it to one, right?
I think at least one.
I think, I forget if they actually
did. They went in 06 against the Cardinals.
Yes.
And did they lose to like the Giants somewhere down the road?
That sounds right. Like I feel like they made it at least once. He was so good with them. I mean, he won an MVP as a pitcher with the Tigers.
That to me, that's like the kind of cherry on top. It was like, not only did he win Cy, because I think he's won the same amount of Cy Youngs both places. If not, he might have won two here and one over there. But the winning MVP as a pitcher is just like...
insane. Yeah. And I mean, look, the Tigers have been pretty brutal over the last couple of decades outside of Miguel Cabrera. That's pretty much all you could point to and say, wow, Tigers, you know?
And Justin Verlander.
Yeah, that's
him,
it.
Him and Verlander. And they made in 06 and in 12.
And I know the Tigers, hey, last year was a fun year, and maybe there's some fun years coming in the future. But I feel like the Tigers need this more than the Astros do. So
I mean, I'll take it. I'll take him in the Hall of Fame as an Astro. Also, just because it would drive Detroit fans insane.
It would be really funny.
I bet.
It would be our vengeance for, you know, maybe overlooking them not too long ago.
Bringing in
the Dustbuster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought
they were going to dustbust him in that two-game series. Alas, earwax.
Yeah, I mean, hey. One Cy Young in 12 years in Detroit, and then two Cy Youngs and seven with the Astros. I don't know. I don't know, Jim. Two rings? I do enjoy that it is close.
It's actually close, yes. I think he played longer, though.
He played so much longer.
For the Tigers, right?
I mean, he was he was awesome for way more than the one Cy Young he won. He got robbed in 2016, was it? Yeah.
He played for the Astros 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. Didn't play in 2021. Did play in 2022. Goes to the Mets. Plays half of 2023. Plays 2024. Versus 05 to 17. Such a long time. He's got to be a Tiger.
He won Rookie of the Year and MVP and was third, second, and fifth in MVPs. Or in Cy Youngs.
It's been an incredible. It's really been an incredible career. So, I mean, either way, like, hey, I'm not going to be upset about it, but I think that he belongs to the Tigers.
I will say one thing I enjoyed from the clip we played. He didn't do the J.J. Watt fake humble, like, I don't know if I'm going to make the Hall of Fame thing that J.J. Watt does when the Hall of Fame gets brought up with him, where he goes, listen, just to be considered would be awesome. It's like, dude, you won three Defensive Player of the Years in 4 years. Like, you're going to make the Hall of Fame. I'm glad that Justin Verlander is in the point of his career where he can just go, yeah, you know, when I make the Hall of Fame, I'm not sure what I'm going to wear. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Right.
He doesn't do the fake, like, I hope they vote me in. Like, dude, your first ballot, like, 95% in.
95.
95% of the vote in. Because no one's going to be 100. He's definitely not going to be 100.
It's so dumb that he's not going to be 100, though. He should be 100.
He was on the 17 Astros. That's good enough to lose one vote.
That's so true. God, that's so stupid. Baseball's Hall of Fame. I mean, kick rocks. Mariano Rivera is the only unanimous Hall of Famer ever.
Yeah. It's insane. No problems with Mo Rivera.
None. He's never had any issues, except for that. I don't know, Jim. Sean Mace behind the glass on Paul Gallant. Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.